press conference is with the TCU defense. It's my pleasure to introduce TCU co-defensive coordinators DeMonte Cross and Chad Glasgow. Chad, if you could talk to your introduce your players, please.
Perfect. Down here, we've got a couple of San Antonio guys with us. On the far end, we've got defensive end Josh Caraway, and then we've got strong safety Denzel Johnson, and then Derek Kindred, who is from Wagner High School here in San Antonio, also known as Peanut, and then we got Ty Summers from Reagan High School here in San Antonio.
Could you start with an opening statement, Coach, about how the week's going in Saturday's game?
Well, first of all, we want to start by thanking Mr. Derek Fox and the whole Alamo Bowl committee for giving us a chance to represent the Big 12 and Texas Christian University here in San Antonio. We've had so many people in our program throughout the years from this city, and it's really a special place to us. We've had a good week. The people at Incarnate Word have been phenomenal as our practice facility over there, and we're staying down at the Hyatt Regency, which is right on the Riverwalk, and it's been a really good experience for our kids and our families.
Questions for people on that? Coach, actually, we have one on social media. Could you talk about the recruitment of Ty Summers, and was he coming in at defense originally, or how was that transition, and how did you pitch that?
Well, one of the things that's been really fortunate about practicing down here and being my recruiting area for a long time is there's been a bunch of high school coaches out at our practices. David Wetzel, who was Ty's head coach, he came out to practice yesterday. Billy Hall, who was Derek's Kindred's coach in high school out at Wagner, he had come by today with actually his grandkids and stuff. But Ty had played quarterback at Reagan High School for Coach Wetzel and those guys over there. And just from a mentality standpoint and toughness, we were recruiting Ty to come in and be a linebacker for us. And he's done a good job of that early in his career. And that's a credit to him and how Coach Wetzel and those guys had kind of groomed him football knowledge-wise. And he stepped in and could learn some things as a linebacker for us. And he's given us a lot.
Okay, I'll throw this one to Josh. Vernon Adams, I don't think runs quite as much as your quarterback, but his ability to kind of escape the pocket and throw accurately downfield, does he remind you at all of Boykin, and what are the keys against Vernon Adams?
I guess a little bit, but I don't think he's as athletic as Boykin, but I think he definitely would try to run, and he doesn't do it as much ever since he got hurt, so I think one thing we'll have to do is really collapse the pocket and make him be a pocket passer instead of rolling out and trying to look downfield and scramble a lot.
For DeMonte, can you talk about sort of these linebackers coming together? I know at the start of the year you didn't really have any experience there. You moved a couple guys over from safety. Obviously, Ty came in and helped out right away. Just kind of how that unit's come together throughout this year.
With the guys that we had departing from last year, we knew we were going to be a young group. We thought we would have to do it by committee. Didn't expect to lose the guys that we lost early in the season, but in our preparation off season, I think our guys understand the model that we have, next man up. And the guys came on, got a little bit of playing experience, and I think it just kind of snowball effect for us. We just kind of got a little bit of confidence, started making a few plays, and it's amazing what happens when you can see yourself being successful, not only in practice but games, and the guys have really just bonded well together, and here we are trying to wrap up this season, but very proud of these guys so far.
This is for both Chad and for DeMonte. I wonder if you could describe what this season's been like with all the different players you've had to shuffle in and out of the lineup. By my count, it was 22 starters that you guys have had over the course of the season. But what's been this plug and play, and also how have they been able to come together and play so well as the season's gone on?
Well, I think DeMonte really hit the nail on the head when he talked about we've got a next guy up philosophy. All the time, something that pervades through our program is it's about going out and playing well. It's not just going about and playing. And when you get a chance to go play, we expect when you step between those white lines, you go play TCU defense. And we try to coach kids that way. We want to make practice harder than the game is, where they can go and be successful when they step out on the field and go do it. And we've had guys that have stepped up and gone and done it. I think a lot of the credit for this defense goes to Derek Kindred this year. Derek, and I don't know if y'all know this, broke his collarbone the Sunday before our first game against Minnesota. The trainers took him in and x-rayed it. They came out and said, it's not good. It's broken. Probably won't play. He came out and about 10 minutes later, he said, Coach, I'm playing in this game. And he played in 12 football games with a broken collarbone and couldn't lift his arm. And just that from a leadership standpoint and a toughness, how that went to all the younger guys. And it was a funny story. Coach Patterson pulled him over about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and was talking to him about some of the young freshmen and going through some of those growing pains a little bit. And he said, Derek, why'd you do that? He said, Coach, because that's what we do. And that's, I don't think a stronger statement can be made for a leader of your football team than to go and do something like that.
Just to kind of echo that, I think one of the biggest things we talk about is being a 1-11th. You know, we just need our guys to do their jobs. We don't want them to do anything more than that. And that kind of buys into the next man up. We think of TCU as a brand. And defensively, Coach Patterson has had that established his entire career. And so I think the guys understand they have a tradition to carry on. And with that in mind, everyone effort and attention to detail is always there in practice. And I think it just kind of breeds confidence once you actually get on the field and able to contribute and play. And so we've just juggled it, and we found the right pieces to work together, and it's presented us this opportunity to play in this bowl game against a great team in Oregon. So we got to go out there and do it one more time.
Coach Cross, can you put into context Ty's 23 tackles in the Baylor game and what you were thinking as you graded that thing on film?
Well, if he remembers, I called him probably about midnight, almost 1 o'clock, when I was sitting in bed with my wife, and I didn't even realize it until I got home, actually. The way I coach, I didn't even know he made 2 tackles. So I always believe in the next series, the next play. And I remember getting home and giving Ty a call, and I said, great job. I didn't know he even made the 4th down stop. And so I just thought, you know, what a great deal for a guy who started off not playing a lot, starting back and forth, and what a great job to finish the regular season that way. Had a guy that had that many tackles in the game before, so once I watched the tape, it was fun to watch. I mean, he was in and out, showing his athleticism, showing his toughness, and, you know, just what a great future he has to look forward to at TCU. But I didn't even know he had that many plays until I was at home and I kind of started seeing the tweets go out and whatnot. So.
You didn't know he made the 4th down stop?
I did not. No.
Seemed like everybody in the stadium did.
Yeah, yeah. When you're getting bum rushed on the sideline and everybody's running, I was getting ready for the next call because I wasn't sure if they had it or not. But, you know, we're just so trained to go to the next play and get ready for the next call with the way offenses are nowadays. So, but when once it surfaced and I knew it was him, I just wanted him to know how proud I was at that moment when I found out.
Ty, we actually have one on social media. What was your recollection during the game and what perspective looking back on the game of what happened in the Baylor win?
You know, it was a fun experience just being able to go through that with my team because, I mean, 23 tackles is one thing, but you got to look at the whole team did everything that we did our 1-11th. To make that opportunity, to give ourselves that opportunity. So, you know, it was a fun experience. You know, Baylor's a good team. It was a good game. We fought hard, and we got the win. But now we're moving on, getting ready for Oregon. So that's where we're focused on right now.
Question in the back.
This can be for both Derek and Denzel. When you look at Oregon's receivers, they are very fast, especially, you know, Devin Allen, Darren Carrington. But the TCU receivers, your receivers, are also pretty speedy. So how has going against them every day at practice prepared you to face Oregon? How similar do you think those two sets of receivers are?
Derek, could you go first?
You know, our receivers are a lot similar to their receivers. You know, Oregon has a lot of fast guys, and, you know, we realize that, and we just – throughout the week of practice, we prepare and, you know, read our keys and do what we can for game time.
Yeah, I feel like they're pretty similar, too. You know, they're pretty fast. We got fast guys on our team, too. And just doing our techniques against them in practice, you know, it'll just roll over to the game.
Derek and Josh, for both of you, you two were guys who started all 12 games. There are only 3 guys on the team that did that. As you watch this collection of guys come and go over the course of the season with injuries, what was going through your mind as far as some of the was it bad luck with injuries, or what was your mentality of trying to play through all that?
I feel like it wasn't bad luck. You know, it's just a game of football. You know, everybody gets injured. You know, people got to, you got to fight through things like that. And, you know, me being a leader of the defense, you know, it's just like the coaches said, the next guy up. So you just got to grow the next man up and have full faith in him.
Thank you, Derek.
I mean, from the first day, I ride the young guys really hard. So when their name gets called, they already know that what I expect of them. So this is nothing new to me. And, you know, it's just next man up. So they know when they got to get in. They can't just play good. They have to play well and do their job because everyone else is expecting them to do their job. So, I mean, it is what it is, but we're here now.
Josh, there's a follow-up for you. Talk about the last two games, Oklahoma-Baylor. That's the thing when you stepped up and had your best performances. How do you rank those, and what do you attribute the success in those games to?
I don't really know much success in Oklahoma. We kind of lost, but we did lose. But, I mean, you know, just my teammates is really playing well. And, you know, Coach P and the coaches, they just put me in position to make plays.
Ty, can you tell me about that fourth down stop against Baylor and what you saw and how he got through the line?
Well, all I can remember of thinking about that play was the practice before where we had faced the exact same thing. Coach P had, we had ran through it, and I was actually too far to the right side, and he got on to me and told me what I needed to do. And so once that formation came up, it just kind of clicked.
Derek, I wonder if you can take me through that broken collarbone you got. I take it was in practice some way. What were you thinking when it happened? Were you giving any thought about, you know, not being able to play for a couple weeks and just the way you've been able to persevere through everything over the course of the season with what appeared to be a pretty serious injury?
You know, when it happened, I kind of felt like something was wrong with it because I couldn't get up, I couldn't move it and things like that. So when we went and got the x-rays, they told me that I fractured my clavicle. So it kind of hurt me a little bit, you know, like a couple days before the first game. And I'm supposed to be the leader of the defense, and it's you don't know if I'm a player or not. So, like coaches said, they expected me to be out for the season. So, like, it kind of hurt me once they told me that. They gave me an option to either play or sit it out. And, you know, just me being all in for my team, I just felt like I could at least try to play through it one game and see how it feels. And, you know, I went through that game, and it felt great. Like, I was hurting after, you know, I was hurting bad. But, you know, I got a couple of days of rest before practices and things like that, and it was feeling better. So, like, each and every week it was hurting. It was hurting more and more. And then, you know, I just had to fight through it, you know, just, and it's the season we was having, a lot of people going down. I felt like I couldn't be that one to just give up, and I just had to keep fighting through it.
Back here, Chad, this is for you and maybe Ty as well, back here in the back. I'm not sure if you guys have faced a running back like Royce Freeman this year, big, powerful back like that, but I'd like to get your thoughts on him as a back and the challenges that he may pose to your defense.
Well, Freeman is a very, very good running back, and you can see it on film the minute you click it on. He's physical, he's fast, he runs very hard, he sets up his blocks well, and their offensive line does a tremendous job of going and blocking. They're big and they're physical. You've got to do a great job of tackling, and you got to play with great leverage.
Thank you, Chad. Ty?
You know, I think from the film studies we've done, I see him as being a very athletic, very capable back, and I'm looking forward to this opportunity to get to play him. But we face backs that have been tough and strong. There's the running backs from Minnesota, P. Ryan for Oklahoma, even the running backs for Baylor. They gave us, you know, they run hard and they run fast. And I think it's something that we've learned from this year through the different backs we face, and I think we're going to be ready for them.
DeMonte, you're going to get a chance to go back home to Missouri and join the new staff over there. Is this a little bit bittersweet, finish your career with TCU in the game on Saturday night? And what are your thoughts about the chance to be a D coordinator Missouri at, you know, with where you going to college at?
First and foremost, it's a great opportunity, but my focus of why I'm here is because I want to finish this thing out with not only the staff but the players. And I told them that's the reason that I'm coming back. So I really hadn't had a chance to soak it all up at the fact of going back to Missouri, because I'm here to win the game, and that's where my focus has been. But yeah, it's a tremendous opportunity to go back and join a guy that I play with and so-called go home. But in the game of football, in the game of coaching, it's all about opportunity. So I've been very fortunate and blessed to be given that opportunity. But we're here to win a game, and that's where my focus is at. And I made sure that my players understand that, and I've tried to be there all in each practice every day. So.
Question for Derek. Derek, talking about coming to San Antonio and playing your 50th game, your last game in a TCU uniform. Have you thought about what it's going to be like on game day?
You know, it's going to be real crazy. You know, I'm going to have a lot of family there, a lot of friends watching the game. You know, it's just exciting. You know, you played all your years in Fort Worth, and for your last home game, your last game is in your hometown. So it's very exciting for me.
Coach, with Coach Cross leaving, Patterson has already said you'll be the lone defense coordinator next year. What does that mean for you and for what TCU will do on defense?
Well, first of all, kind of like Damani touched on, and I want to thank Damani publicly for everything that he's done these last few weeks to give us an opportunity to be here today, and how he's went and coached these kids. And we've loved having Damani a part of our staff, and he's done a tremendous job, and he'll always be a part of the Horned Frog family. And we appreciate everything he's done, and he's awful special to us. We're going to miss him when he's gone, and that kind of deal. I'm really excited about the opportunities moving forward. Gary's really involved defensively, like everybody knows, and it's just neat to work with a bunch of guys who are selfless and want to find a way to go win football games, and that's what we've always tried to do with our kids, and that's what we'll continue to go do. And again, we want to coach them hard, and we want to prepare them in practice where – practice is harder than the game. So when you get to game time, it really kind of slows down, and you can go play fast.
Question in the back.
This is for Josh. Josh, in a game that nationally all the focus seems to be on each team's offense, and the point total is set at, I think, the highest of any of the bowl games, do you take that to heart as, you know, kind of playing with a purpose when Saturday comes?
Yeah, I mean, you know, people really have been counting us out all season, so we really take that to heart, and we really just try to go out there and shut them up, you know, and just show that, you know, even with the amount of injuries that we have, TCU defense is still TCU defense no matter what, because it's next man up, and we have a lot of great players on the defense still that are just young, and each practice they're learning, so. We just go out there and we just try to give it our best, and I think ultimately, you know, it won't be no 100 points like everyone thinks.
Is there a final question in the front?
Coach Cross, Ty didn't make that many starts for you. What kept him out of the starting lineup?
I think just his opportunities. I think we had personal conversations one-on-one, and we try to evaluate each guy, each practice, and there's some games or practices that he didn't practice as well, or games where he didn't play as well, and then you had other guys playing well. So I think things happen for a reason, and the season's long, and I always remind my guys of that. You have to stay ready, and that's the one thing that I'm most proud of is he stayed ready. And I told him when your opportunity comes again, you got to cash in on it, and he has done that. And so but we try to make sure our guys understand that you have to compete for your job every day. And as long as the guys understand that, then no one ever gets comfortable. It's hard to get comfortable at TCU. And so it's a very unique place at the way we practice and coach our guys. And so the guys have to bring it every single day. It's an honor and a privilege to be a starter on TCU defense.
Thank you.